We are also following the latest on the water crisis in Flint. An official from the Federal Environmental Protection Agency has stepped down for her involvement, and EPA Chief Gina McCarthy has issued an emergency order expanding federal oversight of Flint's drinking water. But for now, the state is supplying Flint residents with bottled water and filters as residents wait for the city's water infrastructure to be fixed. So what will that take? Joining us now is Mark Edwards, professor of environmental engineering at Virginia Tech. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And just to bring people up to speed on this, remind us exactly how this happened, how the lead got into the drinking water in Flint.
What happened was the federal law that's designed to keep lead out of drinking water was not followed. When Flint switched its water source from Detroit to the New Flint River, somehow in the hurry to make that happen, the people who are there to make sure the law is followed didn't require that an inhibitor be put into the water supply. So in combination, the lack of a corrosion inhibitor, which would have cost about $80 to $100 a day, plus the more corrosive water created essentially a perfect storm of corrosion that resulted in lead leaks and perhaps even Legionella in the Flint city.
And many of Flint's pipes are more than 75 years old. Let's go through what it will take now to fix things in Flint. What needs to happen in order to get things back to normal and allow people to use their pipes again?
The damage that was done to Flint's children and to the pipes cannot be undone. But the city was, you know, essentially on financial life support at the time this happened. And even just repairing the pipes that are breaking is already a huge financial burden for people in the city. And the additional burden just to keep replacing those pipes is beyond their means.
So as you look at this as an engineer, let's take the cost out of it. What has to be done?
Yes, you can dig up and replace the pipes both under the ground and in the homes of people in the city. The price tag to just replace the city-owned pipes completely would be $1.5 billion. But you could be a lot more proactive and go out and upgrade the infrastructure.
But if you're going to go in and fix the pipes as they fail, there's going to be a lot of digging involved, I assume. You're going to have to get to a lot of hard-to-get-to places.
Yes, and at times that are not convenient, and you'll flood streets and create a lot of damage in the process. So it's better to be a lot more proactive than simply fix on failure. And unfortunately, our approach in the U.S. right now, especially in financially strapped cities, is to just fix on failure. There's not discretionary money out there to be proactive and to do this more rationally.
If you were to be proactive, how long would it take to replace an entire city's water system?
Well, you know, it's usually a 30-year process minimum to turn over an entire distribution system. Obviously, if we all put our mind to it here, you could do it in a much shorter time period, but it would require pouring in unprecedented amounts of financial resources and engineering and construction power.
Has there been another city in the country that has had to do major upgrades to its water system in a hurry?
I cannot recall a city that had to do that. It's widely acknowledged that through the American Society of Civil Engineers report card that the water infrastructure in this country is in horrible shape. I think the best grade the drinking water pipe system has gotten in the last 6 years is a D-. So because it's out of sight, out of mind, no one pays attention to it until a pipe breaks or it hurts us somehow, and that's certainly what's happened in Flint.
Is the new pipe infrastructure using any kind of different technology? Like, are all the pipes that are going in right now better built to last than the ones that are in Flint?
Actually, the very oldest pipes were built to last. They had very, very thick walls, and many of those pipes are 50, 60 years beyond their predicted service life. Around World War II, as we got better at making pipes, unfortunately, we were putting very thin-walled pipes in that had a lower lifetime. But the new infrastructure that's being installed is superior in every way, shape, and form to the older infrastructure.
That's Mark Edwards of Virginia Tech. He's a professor of environmental engineering there. He is also the recipient back in 2007 of a MacArthur Genius Grant for his role in exposing the deteriorating water delivery infrastructure in the U.S. Professor Edwards, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.